This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. DPR to revise 1-3-D proposal. Ranchers blast drought precautions and congressional staff about to start writing a farm bill. Judge orders DPR to factor farm workers into 1-3-D rules. A Superior Court judge in Alameda County has sided with environmental groups challenging a draft regulation by the Department of Pesticide Regulation. Last year, DPR released a proposal to further restrict the use of the fumigant 1-3-D, known by the brand name Telone. Environmental justice advocates immediately blasted DPR for excluding occupational bystanders in the assessment. The court order allows DPR until September to revise the proposal to incorporate potential farm worker exposure. Ranchers feel unfairly tied to drought emergency. Scott Valley ranchers feel the governor's recent executive order rescinding some drought provisions should not have kept them in a drought emergency. Farmer Lauren Sweezy told the State Water Board yesterday local ranchers have sold cattle at a 50% loss and farmers have fallowed prime ag land. According to rancher Theodore Johnson, now that we've had a very decent winter, that unfair treatment is looking more like abuse. Her district must reduce groundwater use by 30% to avoid curtailments this summer, though the Shasta River is still unlikely to meet the board's minimum flow standards, she said. Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel pushed back on some points but assured her the discussion will continue. Congressional staff about to start writing a farm bill. Senate Agriculture Committee staff are going through the requests from 98 senators, detailing what they want to see in the farm bill as the committee works to get the bill ready this year. Callie Edinburg, senior professional staff on the committee, told the annual meeting of the Conservation Drainage Network being held in Easton, Maryland, that staff is, quote, trying to figure out what we can do to tackle the requests and issues identified by the senators, and, quote, very quickly after that, we as staff will start writing the bill. We have a lot of internal deadlines that we need to meet this summer so that we're ready with a bill by September 30th, she said. Josh Maxwell, policy director for House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, said, we've got a little bit of a short runway, so you won't see as many hearings as we had leading up to the 2018 Farm Bill process. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Court, FSA can't exempt CAFOs from environmental review. A federal judge says USDA improperly allowed farm loans to go to medium-sized concentrated animal feeding operations without first conducting environmental reviews. The Farm Service Agency implemented the exemption in 2016, the last year of the Obama administration. Actions by federal agencies generally must undergo environmental reviews, but departments can categorically exempt actions that pose no harm to the environment. U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli says in yesterday's ruling that FSA, quote, provided no notice that it would categorically exempt all loan actions to medium CAFOs from environmental review and provided the public no opportunity to comment on this change. EPA reaches deal with environmental groups on CAFOs. The Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to change pollution regulations on concentrated animal feeding operations amid a long-running legal challenge by Food and Water Watch, Center for Food Safety, and other plaintiffs. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has given the EPA until August 15 to respond to the petition by the groups, which are demanding more permitting, better discharge monitoring, stricter effluent limitation guidelines, and revising stormwater exemptions. Lawmakers reintroduce bill to increase truck parking capacity. Four senators are proposing $755 million from the Treasury Department's general fund to expand truck parking capacity over a three-year period. Senators John Tester, a Montana Democrat, Cynthia Lummis, a Wyoming Republican, Mark Kelly, an Arizona Democrat, and John Bozeman, the Arkansas Republican, reintroducing the Truck Parking Safety Improvement Act, which they say will help ease truck drivers' burden of finding a parking spot to stop and help them arrive at their destinations quicker. The bill is sponsored by the American Trucking Associations, the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, and the National Association of Small Trucking Companies. Farmers optimistic on renewable diesel. A lot of farmers are counting on the renewable diesel market to continue to grow in coming years, that according to the latest monthly survey of producers by Purdue University and the CME Group. Nearly half of the survey respondents expect the renewable diesel industry to be larger 5 years from now than it is today. By comparison, only about a quarter of those farmers expect the ethanol market to be larger. Most farmers also think the renewable industry will keep soybean prices higher. Some 39% of the farmers surveyed say they expect prices to be up some 50 cents a bushel because of the biofuel demand. 28% said soybean prices will be 50 cents to a dollar higher, and 21% said the increase will exceed a dollar. Why it matters? Well, strong biofuel demand and soybean prices can lead to competition with other commodities for acreage, that keeping the farm economy strong. Here's today's He Said It. Some of this gray hair is because of the strawberry program that Jeff Yasui, regional director at the USDA Risk Management Agency, on the difficulties with administering some crop insurance programs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.